There's three things that we have to briefly talk about. Number one are the different types of minerals. First type of minerals is ground up rocks. These are things called metallic minerals, elemental minerals, inorganic minerals. They're not organically bound in any way. They can be seabed minerals, clays, dolomite, azomite, Mount Marulanite. They can be things like oyster shell, eggshell, limestone, coral calcium, which is a sexy type of limestone. Could be Tums. Could be calcium lactate, gluconate, citrates. There could be sulfates, oxides, and carbonates. These are nothing but ground-up rocks, and your digestive physiology begins to change, and then this ability to absorb these minerals, these metallic or inorganic minerals, drops precipitously. Many times people ask me, you know, I've been taking 2,000 milligrams of calcium every day for 20 years. Never missed. Faithfully 2,000 milligrams of calcium every day for 20 years, and I still have loose teeth and receding gums. I still have low back problems. I have noisy joints. I have arthritis and osteoporosis. I've had kidney stones. I have low back problems. I have everything you can name, insomnia, hypertension. And I've been taking 2,000 milligrams of calcium every day faithfully for 20 years. What gives? What kind do you take? Well, I take calcium lactate, calcium gluconate, Tums. I take calcium carbonate, limestone, oyster shell, eggshell. Well, there's your problem. And if you use a 1,000 milligram calcium lactate, calcium gluconate, calcium citrate, calcium carbonate tablet, you're not getting 1,000 milligrams of calcium because 86% or 860 milligrams is either lactose or citrate or carbonate, whatever it might be. And only 14%, 140 milligrams, is metallic or elemental calcium. Let's use 10% for a usability factor. It's certainly a fair number. And 10% of 140 milligrams is 14. So if you take two of the 1,000 milligram calcium lactate, calcium gluconate, calcium citrate, calcium carbonate tablets, you're not getting 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day. You're getting 2 times 14, or 28 milligrams. You get 2,000 milligrams of usable and absorbable calcium from a 1,000 milligram calcium lactate, calcium gluconate, calcium citrate, or calcium carbonate tablet. You have to take 30 of those with each meal, 90 a day, almost a full 100 tablet bottle. And at the cheapest, $5 a bottle for calcium gluconate, you're looking at 150 bucks a month just for calcium. If you use these inorganic minerals as your sole source of optimal amounts of essential minerals, you're looking at 800 bucks a month. I mean, we're not talking about something that's economical here. Plus, you're going to develop what my patients used to affectionately call BNF disease. When you take in 90 tablets of anything a day, you're going to develop BNF disease, which is an abbreviation for belching and farting. You're going to sound like an elephant out in the jungle with a horrible gastrointestinal problem. And you know you have BNF disease when your spouse has to throw a canary in the bathroom to see if it's safe to go in there. Okay, back in the 1960s, the animal industry, the ag industry, came up with what we call chelated minerals. Because a farmer is not dumb enough to put a dollar's worth of minerals in an animal's mouth and have 99 cents come out in the manure. So we learned in the ag industry in the 60s that we could add amino acids, our proteins, our enzymes, which are proteins that do work, to the elemental mineral, and increases the absorbability tenfold. And if you look at a good vitamin and mineral tablet or capsule today, you will see that the minerals are a mixture of metallic minerals and chelated minerals. But the way that animals and people are designed to consume and absorb minerals is in the plant-derived form. They're up to 98% available to you because this is the way that animals and people are designed to consume and absorb their minerals. We're not designed to eat ground-up rocks in any way, shape, or form. We don't have the teeth and the digestive tract to do it. Plant-derived minerals are liquid in form. They're small particle size, 7 to 10,000 times smaller than a red blood cell. They're negatively charged. These three factors together give you the absorbability. Now, the way it's supposed to be in the great scheme of things, ladies and gentlemen, is our food plants, our grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts are supposed to take the metallic minerals out of the soil, convert them to minerals for their own use, and then animals and people eat these mineral-enriched plants. Unfortunately, the system is not perfect. Number one, plants cannot manufacture minerals. Number two, the only minerals you're going to find in our food plants are the minerals that are in the soil, and we know that minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. We know we've only used a simple fertilizer. We've only used a simple fertilizer over the last 100 years, NPK, and it only takes 5 to 10 years for plants to extract or mine or deplete whatever minerals might have been in a field. So we know that for 90 years we've been almost totally depleted of nutritional minerals here in our farm and rain soils in America. The most horrible reason why Americans rank 17th in longevity and 19th in healthiness, despite having the most expensive and the most technologically advanced healthcare system in the world, is because whenever a person would take a newspaper article to their doctor and say, "Hey doc, look at this wonderful newspaper article on this vitamin or this mineral, and for example, selenium. Doc, look at this wonderful article on selenium. It says here, if I take 250 micrograms of selenium every day, it'll reduce my risk of cancer by 50 to 80%, depending on the type of cancer. If I take 250 micrograms of selenium every day, just one quarter of 1 milligram, It'll reduce my risk of a cardiomyopathy heart attack to almost zero and eliminate the possibility of the need for a $750,000 heart transplant. Shouldn't I supplement with a little bit of selenium? And here's where doctors will protect their turf. If they're wearing these little half glasses, they'll put them down on the ends of their nose for effect. If they're wearing regular glasses, they'll take them off and waggle them at the patient. That'd be real dumb to supplement with that selenium, because that stuff can be toxic. You know, you could overdose. And besides, you can get everything you need from your four food groups. Those little sentences have killed more Americans than all the foreign enemies put together in the 220 years we've been a nation, because plants cannot manufacture minerals, and it's impossible to get everything you need from your four food groups.
I hope you've enjoyed my message. Live long and prosper.
Information and statements regarding dietary supplements discussed have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.